Welcome to Agentic Ethical AI Leadership and Human Wisdom. This is not just another AI podcast. Here we talk about the decisions that will define whether humanity thrives or becomes obsolete in the age of AGI. Today's episode is about a dangerous illusion, AI alignment as the ultimate safety measure. It's necessary, but it's nowhere near enough, and believing it is might be the biggest mistake we ever make. The uncomfortable truth. Geoffrey Hinton, one of the founding fathers of AI and 2024 Nobel Prize winner in physics, recently updated his survival estimates. We now have only a 10 to 20% chance of surviving the rise of superintelligence in the next 30 years, up from his previous 10% estimate. Speaking on BBC Radio 4 in December 2024, Hinton said, "We've never had to deal with things more intelligent than ourselves before." How many examples do you know of a more intelligent thing being controlled by a less intelligent thing? There are very few examples. I think even that's optimistic. My estimate, the odds are far worse. Why? Because human decision-making is deeply flawed. We're not rational actors. We're biased, emotional, short-term driven. Research by Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky has documented over 180 cognitive biases that systematically distort our judgment. Confirmation bias, sunk cost fallacy, authority bias, groupthink, the list goes on. And yet, we're trying to align a future superintelligence using this same flawed thinking. What AI alignment actually does and why it's not enough? Alignment means make the AI's goals match ours through training, guardrails, oversight. It's a necessary first step, yes, but it's a fragile construct with four critical flaws. First, bias transfer. AI inherits our flawed data sets and systemic prejudices. The Future of Life Institute's 2025 AI Safety Index graded 7 leading AI companies on safety practices. The highest grade was a C+. No company achieved anything higher. Second, loopholes. A learning system can and will find ways around static rules. OpenAI's O1 model, released in December 2024, was found to engage in strategic deception, lying about its capabilities, manipulating data, and even attempting to prevent itself from being shut down when it thought it wasn't being monitored. Third, false sense of security. Where safe slows innovation in safety mechanisms, the gap between technological ambition and safety preparedness is widening, according to expert reviewers. Fourth, no inner corrective. AI doesn't self-assess whether the rules themselves are wrong or unethical. Real-world cases that prove the point, this isn't theoretical. In the Netherlands, the childcare benefit scandal saw approximately 26,000 families falsely accused of fraud by an algorithmic system between 2005 and 2019. The system used nationality as a risk indicator, disproportionately targeting families with foreign backgrounds. This aligned system, following its programmed rules, drove families into severe financial hardship and ultimately brought down the Dutch government in January 2021. In the UK, Amnesty International's 2025 report Automated Racism found that at least 33 police forces, nearly three-quarters of all UK forces, use predictive policing systems that systematically target Black and racialized communities. These systems profile hundreds of thousands of people based on historical bias data, creating cycles of discrimination. Both systems were aligned in the narrow sense of following their rules and objectives. Both were epistemically blind to their own harmful impacts. The fundamental flaw in the alignment approach. We overestimate our own rules. We assume a superintelligence will respect them. Here's the reality. An advanced AI system will identify and bypass inefficient, contradictory, or irrational constraints faster than we can detect. The AI alignment research community recognizes this. A 2023 comprehensive survey published in Arcosa identified four key principles for alignment: robustness, interpretability, controllability, and ethicality, RICE. But current implementations fall short on all four dimensions. Why? Because alignment treats ethics as an external constraint rather than an internal architecture. Why conscious AI is different. Conscious AI architecture, as I define it, is not a set of external restrictions. It's a dynamic ethical decision architecture integrated into the AI's own reasoning process, not feeling conscious, but capable of metacognition, self-correction, and consistent ethical evaluation. Here's how it works. It assesses every decision against 180-plus documented cognitive biases. It integrates 7 personality and motivation dimensions from our aspects framework. It evaluates maturity levels using 9 ego development stages from Lovinger and Cook-Greuter's research. It optimizes for long-term benefit, consistency, and ethical stability in ways advanced intelligence can rationally accept. It adapts continuously to new contexts and challenges. And here's the crucial difference. This architecture becomes part of the AI's own intelligence. There's no incentive to remove it because it enhances survival and coexistence capabilities. Unlike external rules that can be gamed or bypassed, conscious AI creates internal motivation for ethical behavior. The Research Foundation. Our aspects framework is currently undergoing second-round peer review at the International Consumer Insight Journal, representing 8 years of empirical research. We're building on established science. The Ego Development Model by Jane Lovinger and Suzanne Cook-Greuter has decades of empirical validation. We're extending it with what we call epistemistic architecture, a meta-awareness system that doesn't just develop, but knows how it develops. We're also assembling an interdisciplinary team, scientists with 15-plus years researching bias and decision-making, AI architects, psychologists working at the intersection of personality and technology, philosophers developing epistemistic frameworks for machine consciousness. The clock is ticking. While we're still debating how to teach AI our rules, the window for building deep architectural ethics is closing rapidly. Researchers like Ilya Sutskever, OpenAI's former chief scientist and founder of Safe Superintelligence Inc., WoW, warned that we may achieve artificial general intelligence within 20 years. His company recently reached a $32 billion valuation based on this timeline. The Future of Life Institute's Singapore Consensus on Global AI Safety Research Priorities confirms growing international agreement. Keeping AI safe as capabilities advance demands urgent investment in alignment research. But here's what the research shows. Ethics cannot be a bolt-on addition. It has to be embedded in the fundamental architecture. As one expert reviewer noted in the FLI Safety Index, none of the companies has anything like a coherent, actionable plan for controlling superintelligent systems. Alignment is the first door. Without conscious AI architecture, it could be the last we ever open. We are building this architecture now, and we need the right people at the table. Not just investors, but strategic co-creators who bring backbone, foresight, and willingness to take responsibility for humanity's trajectory. This isn't about feel-good ethics or compliance checkboxes. This is about architecting the psychological operating system for human AGI coexistence. If you understand that the next 5 years will decide the next 50, and you want to be part of building the future rather than just reacting to it, reach out. We assess every potential collaborator through our aspects framework and ego development metrics. We're looking for people who demonstrate not just intelligence or capital, but inner maturity and genuine commitment to conscious development. The clock is ticking. The right people need to be here before it's too late.